We're joined by another finalist, as it were, Hannah, who is 12. Hannah, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hello. And can we ask you what the inspiration was behind your work?
It was just the idea of, like, freedom in liberation.
Did you speak to any people who'd been around during the occupation?
Not in Guernsey, but I spoke to my great-grandma because she lives in England, so she was a teenager during World War Two.
And what were her stories that you can remember?
She just told me about the things, like, how difficult it was to live during that time and to lose people who were close to you.
Which is similar to what we're going through at the moment, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. Where would we be without our grannies and granddads, eh? Now, Hannah, what's your poem called?
It's called The 9th of May.
The 9th of May. Would you like to read it to us? Thank you very much. I give you Hannah, age 12, with her poem, The 9th of May. Hannah, over to you.
The 9th of May is the day the soldiers left and stayed away. They left their boats upon the shore, they left their guns and so much more. I ate the sweets, I heard the crowds, I saw my father walking down the high street he'd once known and loved, that once was covered in the blood of my closest, dearest friend, my grandmother. A woman whom for all the rules she would bend. So please just think before you moan, does your life deserve a groan? Think of all of those who died, some whom to this island are tied. Live your life day to day, but just know that they went away to fight a fight they didn't start, so our freedom we wouldn't have to part. The 9th of May is Liberation Day, the 9th of May, our island's day.